Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. I have a little personal story to share today, my sweet friends. So if you can join me, sit back and relax, and let's rewind this ridiculous thing called time back many, many years to when I was in my early 20s and attending university. Back to a time when I couldn't see any beauty in me. To a day when the term love yourself wasn't about clarity, but vanity. It was early morning as I stood in front of the mirror, turning from side to side, seeing how I looked from every possible angle. I was only going to one of my university classes, and I had no suitor to impress, but for some reason it was really important for me to look good. Sucking my stomach in, I placed my hands just so, in order to hide my hips from view, and I silently sighed. How come I got stuck with this body? I'd given up on my outfit and surrendered to the fact that I was never going to achieve super beauty, something it seemed that every other girl had except me. I leaned into the mirror and put on my eyeliner. I got frustrated at how my eyelids didn't fold back right and how my eyelashes were straight and not naturally luscious like in all the television ads. My nose wasn't straight and my eyebrows weren't full enough. Ugh! That's it! Enough! I slammed my makeup down, picked up my shoulder bag, and charged out the door. By the time I arrived at the school grounds, I was convinced I would disgust everyone who saw me. In my mind, I was a fat, frumpy, ugly ogre stomping to class, making all the innocent villagers flee in sheer terror. And after what seemed like an eternity of sitting uncomfortably in a stadium-sized 3-hour class, it was time to head home. I remember that it felt like a dark cloud was enveloping my head. I was utterly dismayed at my fabricated misfortune of being a hideous creature. As I charged down the city street to my car, my unpleasant reverie was broken when someone quickly stepped to my right. I looked over my shoulder to find a homeless man walking next to me, who I had passed only a few feet before, and he was trying to keep up pace. "Do you mind if I walk with you just for a moment, miss?" he asked me with a toothless smile. I was so confused. Sure, I snapped back, not having the keenness of insight or patience of kindness to understand his real motive. I didn't look at him again, but I could see him bobbing along in my peripheral vision. "I don't often get to be near such a beautiful thing," he mumbled, and then he held his head down. My chest welled up with a mixture of anger. "What are you coming on to me?" And pride. Oh, what a sweet thing to say, but I didn't say a thing back to him. I just kept walking. My new friend saw me to the crosswalk, bid me a very gentlemanly farewell, and disappeared back into the urban jungle from which he popped out of. I was still in shock from what had just passed, but it was becoming less of an angry shock and more of a humbled one, as I realized that he simply paid me a compliment. He felt like he could brighten my day, and that I could brighten his. And for just those few moments, he saw this hideous creature as beautiful. I never saw him again. As I reached my car, I suddenly stopped in my tracks. Somehow, amid all the clouds surrounding my head, I saw a very small purple wildflower growing from out of the dark and dirty concrete ground. It was gently waving in the soft breeze, as though silently wishing, hoping to be seen. I pulled off my shoulder bag and let it fall to the ground as I sat down in the middle of this parking lot to stare at this little creature. It seemed like time slowed down. I could see every little detail on it. Its tiny lilac petals, many of which were bent from being driven over, its yellow pollen, much of which had been swept away by the wind or carried away by bees, its sweet little green arms, so twisted from trying to break free from its concrete prison. And without any thought, I said to myself, "I don't often get to be near such a beautiful thing." And then I cried. After quite a few moments, I muttered, "What of me is this beautiful?" And the God within replied, "Everything." I realized that that little wildflower and I had a lot in common. There are countless flowers in the world, all shapes and sizes and colors, all gloriously beautiful with their scars and troubles. They will stand out, in their own way, in their own time, just like my little purple wildflower did for me, as I did for the homeless man, and now in hindsight I see, just like the homeless man did for me. It's your imperfections which make you perfect, my sweet friends. You are beautiful, just as you are. Please remember that, always. Namaste.